Joining us is Bill Roller, BR Capital, out of Vancouver, Washington. Bill, are you staying warm today?
I am staying warm, Jeff, and I'm all psyched up since you played The Army Goes Rolling Along in the last hour. You know, as a, as a veteran of the U.S. Army, I'm psyched up and ready to go.
There you go. Well, the Army played a significant role in defending the attack on Pearl Harbor also.
Certainly, and a little bit in what came afterwards there in the Pacific as well.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, the European debt crisis continues to hang over our heads. We've got John Corzine now being subpoenaed to appear on Capitol Hill today or tomorrow on the collapse of MF Global, which apparently is related to all this European junk bonds that MF Global bought. What is going on?
Well, he didn't buy junk bonds. He bought sovereign bonds. He bought short-term government debt there, and when you what that's called is a convergence trade. So he thought that the debt was mispriced, and it, probably on a long-term basis it was. But in order to make money on that kind of trade, you need huge amounts of leverage. So he got leverage from his counterparties, such as Goldman Sachs, and the big problem is he got leverage from his client accounts, which were supposed to be segregated. So this guy is actually looking kind of like another Bernie Madoff, unfortunately.
Well, the question is, will what happened to Bernie happen to him if it turns out that he didn't segregate those client account funds?
Yeah, it should. I mean, given the realities of the political situation, I'm not sure it will, given that he's kind of a paragon of the Democratic Party, having been governor of New Jersey and a senator from there. But in some ways, that means that the standards he's supposed to adhere to are even higher. But he's put the futures markets in turmoil. In fact, there was a hedge fund manager about 2 weeks ago who said, I'm getting out of the market. I'm just giving money back to all my investors because I can't guarantee that the U.S. markets are operating fairly and transparently anymore.
Well, I don't. Do you have any sense that the clearing houses are going to backstop MF Global, depending on how much money truly is missing from client accounts here?
Well, it's supposed to be $1.2 billion. I think there's probably a good chance of that happening, but they're not going to advertise that. They only want to do that as a last resort after every other opportunity or chance to find the money has been exhausted. But I could certainly see that happening just to defend the markets and try and get the farmers and the speculators back into the market.
Well, speaking of farmers, I read a story yesterday about a farmer up in Minnesota that's delaying purchase of seed because he had $200,000 in client money in MF Global. Doesn't know if he's going to get any of it back right now. Frankly, is going to have to go out and borrow money so he can purchase his springtime seeding. Land purchases being delayed because of farmers having money invested in MF Global. So I guess the question I would ask you is, what do you really think there will be any economic consequences to the MF Global bankruptcy, or is it going to be pretty mild?
No, I think there are going to be some economic consequences, more just because of the waiting. If you remember a few years ago, there was a big problem with auction and remarketed preferreds, auction rate securities, where that market locked up back in 2008. Some of the clients of the big banks, like Wells Fargo and Bank of America, had huge amounts of money locked up in auction rate securities that the market locked up and they couldn't exit it, or they could exit kind of in dribs and drabs over a two-year period. And that certainly were some big ripple effects from that. And in terms of the speculators in the futures markets, I don't think you're going to see a huge amount of trouble because they have other markets they can operate in, such as the London market or other futures exchanges. But the hedgers, the farmers, really the people for whom the futures markets are created, I think they're going to have some problems.
Mm. So it appears that the Fed is going to be part of the European bailout package. How do you see this? How do you see this playing out? How big do you think the American role will really be?
Well, the best analogy I can think of is think of yourself tying your leg to a car, and then pushing it off a cliff.
That's not good, Bill.
Yes. It may not hurt right away, but it certainly will fairly quickly. And I think we've shackled ourselves really to a failing institution.
Well, you look at the debt to GDP ratios of the countries in Europe that are in trouble, and they all exceed 100%. We hit 100% last month here in America. I mean, isn't this going to have some impact on our economy?
Yeah. If Europe goes down, certainly they could very easily pitch us into recession. What I find very interesting about the European debt crisis, and really about our own debt crisis, if you remember back to the Asian debt crisis back in '98, our big fan Tim Geithner was there, and he was preaching austerity to the Asian countries to get them out of it. And
my, how times have changed.
Yes, but nobody's talking about really fiscal austerity in Europe, or austerity, or getting rid of the really huge retirement plans, such as in Greece. But that's what's got to happen. The problem is, it's also got to happen here. So, you know, it's going to be some interesting times ahead.
Yeah, there's the revelations of U of O retired Duck football coach Mike Bellotti, who will collect from the time he retired until his expected life expectancy, he's going to collect at least $11 million in retirement funds from we, the taxpayers. And there are others that are not quite as egregious, but still in the millions. We have to do something, don't we?
That's a new phenomenon, the public sector millionaires.
Yeah.
And that's a really recent phenomenon, but as I keep telling clients, there's no free money in finance. That money's got to come from somewhere. And if the if PERS can't cover it, then, guess whose pocket it's got to come out?
Well, it'll come out of the taxpayers. We're talking with Bill Roller, president of BR Capital in Vancouver, Washington. So let's just assume for the moment that the European debt crisis, they put a Band-Aid on it and everybody's happy and hunky-dory. What's your outlook for the economy? And if we do start serious, and it's a big if we seriously start cutting budgets at the federal level, what would that impact be on our economy?
Well, it would be very positive, because what we're seeing now is a crowding out of investment capital. I mean, what's happening is, the government is soaking up so much of the free funds that private investors aren't able to take advantage of it, or they're affecting the required return on those funds that people are saying, hey, any project I come up with, I can't make the hurdle rate because of what government's taking in those funds, and then because of regulation, the return I need to make sure I can take advantage of that. So the less we can get government involved in the capital markets, both in terms of a competitor for funds and as a regulator, the better off we're going to be. And that's been proven historically.
Well, if you listen to the president's speech yesterday, free market capitalism doesn't work, never has, never will. You believe that?
That may be the case on Planet Obama, but that's certainly not the case here in the United States. I mean, our position as the strongest economy really owes itself to capitalism. And as somebody said, it's not the best system, but it's the best of all the other alternatives. What people fail to realize is that the benefits of capitalism are very diffused, in terms of iPod, but the downsides of capitalism are very concentrated. You can always point to somebody somewhere, maybe in the inner city or, in the rural areas, who's been harmed by capitalism. You can always trout that people out. But, very few people say, who benefits from capitalism? Well, we all do. Certainly the Occupy Wall Street people all benefit from capitalism with their iPods and iPhones.
Yeah, how very true. How very true. Bill Roller, ladies and gentlemen, president of BR Capital in Vancouver, Washington. Bill, how can people get in touch with you if they want to engage in the benefit of your wisdom and experience?
Well, they can give us a call at 800-562-7096 or call us on their cell phones, 360-735-1900. And we're always available on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
brcapitalinc.com. Bill, as always, great chatting with you, and we'll talk with you next month.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Go Army, beat Navy.
Oh, forgot to ask you about the stock price of the Green Bay Packers.